special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. And I am your host, Chris Switzer. We have Ken on the air talking to us about God, about Israel, about Yahweh, Yahushua, and he makes a very good point. Please continue, Ken.
It's of extreme interest to me, no matter what a person's persuasion is, whether they claim to be Talmudic or otherwise. But speaking of Talmud, I've never been able to read the whole thing. I just couldn't do it. I tried several times, but just not in my constitution. And I guess I have a weak stomach. But I don't recall ever hearing about the house of Israel versus the house of Judah, the two sticks, the reunification. But it just begs the question, if that reunification hasn't happened already, then they're out there somewhere. It could be your next door neighbor, you know, that kind of thing. They have to be identifiable. They can't just be living in a cave, you know, in Antarctica somewhere. I suppose, you know, somebody could argue that, but you know, as part of the diaspora, they're out there, and there's not just one or two of them. You know, that's whatever it is, 80% of the entire 12 tribes. And I'm familiar with the argumentation, you know, that some of the 10 tribes came down to the house of Judah, you know, before, during, and after the Assyrian conquest of the northern tribes, or the northern kingdom, I should say. But that's one of the biggest prophecies of the whole Old Testament, you know, and Paul talks about, well, the author of Hebrews talks about it, the house of Judah and the house of Israel specifically. And so I've never heard that talked about. So next time one of these conversations comes up, I would love for the person to ask these other people, whoever they claim to be, how do you deal with this? Who are they? Where are they? And how do you see this reunification happening? and never, right. You know, are they called the Jews? They're called the House of Judah or the House of Israel. And then Christ himself said, "I've come for none but the lost sheep of the House of Israel." And that can mean only two things in my book. Either the United Kingdom has already happened, where the House of Judah and the House of Israel have come back together, or he's talking about the Northern Kingdom that was in the Assyrian dispersion that never came back, whereas the Babylonian dispersion, they did come back. Well, at least some of them. So, just, I could jabber-jar all day about these kind of things, but I think that's an area I'd really love to have them do some discussion on and learn me something.
Yeah, I think you would just learn that they are better liars than sometimes we give them credit for. But they are liars.
I always want to, give them enough rope or to hear the truth, you know. Is it possible they could say something, anything, that would help me in my quest for the truth? Because every good lie must contain a lot of truth, otherwise you couldn't and wouldn't believe the lie. So, you know, you can take nuggets from, you know, every good liar has to give away some of it in order to try to get it past you. Unless they're using other emotional tricks and psyops and all those fun things. But anyhow, I don't want to monopolize your show, but your comments?
Yeah, I think it's a very good point. Time will tell and reveal more, obviously, as to the real truth behind it. But I think that the they you talk about, would obviously say it's the Jews. But I'd be interested to hear how they actually reconcile the Northern Kingdom with the House of Judah. So that is very interesting.
Right now. Well, have a blessed rest of your day, and certainly a blessed rest of your show, and appreciate what you do, and we'll catch you again some other Saturday.
Thanks, absolutely. Chris. Don't be a stranger.
All right.
Thank you,
bye.
Ken. Yeah. Excellent point. Excellent point. And I always bring up, of course, in the New Testament, John chapter 8, verse 31. Jesus then said to the Jews who have believed him, "If ever you should be remaining in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will be making you free." And of course, it's mistranslated Jews. It's really Judeans. They answered him, "The seed of Abraham are we, and we have never, never been slaves of anyone. How are you saying that you shall be becoming free?" So they themselves right there just admitted that they are not his sheep. They are not Judahites. They are not Israel. They are not Judah. They are neither. Because they are the children of the devil. And they've admitted as much. We will jump to the next caller, James in Vancouver. Hey, James.
The Goyim Defense League.
Mm-hmm.
You actually went down there to meet them.
Oh, I did.
Right?
Foolish as that sounds, I sure did.
Well, no. Yeah, well, now you have a very important data point. This is a very important data point you got. Because we got them on the network here at RBN, and you know, they say the Jews and Jewish power, right? But then they hang out with a bunch of guys that you can connect to. You know, they talk about Fed posting, really, and I looked up Fed posting, and what Fed posting is it's the government or the CIA or their buddies posting on social media and on other media pretending to be pretending to be that they are standing up for the Christian people, but all the while they're not. They're laying a trap.
And oh, that's right. You just see it in the actions.
I had a fight with one beginning of 2023 on the radio, and I made a point that a lot of this stuff going on in Florida was a deception created in order so that the Florida government could pass this free speech thing, which I guess they did, you see.
Well,
of course, I was wrong, because this guy said, well, we go to the police. We do our demonstrations legally, right? So it's a deception. And you also had a fight a couple, was it months ago, with this Adam Green guy? And there was another guy?
Yeah, Adam Green and Spurt Bishai are their names.
Yeah. Well, do you know how to recognize an Ashkenazi accent? This is important, because I can recognize an Ashkenazi accent, okay? I grew up in the enclave, and I know exactly how it works. And from time to time, I hear Ashkenazi accent, and then I hear this Jewish power. Yeah, but when you ask the guy about 911, no, it was the Saudis that did it, and... you know, it was all screwed up by the conspiracy theorists, you see. So they're out there, and they're organized, and they're using counter-intel, all right? And I thought I'd give you a call and talk to you for a while.
I appreciate it, James.
You're not living by the yeshiva anymore, I take it. You moved, right?
Yeah, I'm well away. I got out from the belly of the beast, and I am living the way I believe God would rather I live, and I am blessed, truly.
Well, you mentioned Zelenko, right? He's dead, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, he was this great doctor, right? He didn't get the memo that they had a cure for cancer in Germany in the 1930s, right? That's one of the things the Allies, they didn't bomb the IG Farben building, okay?
Yep.
Because the IG Farben building had all these secrets of DNA and that kind of thing. And then when the Allies took the IG Farben building, they took all the secrets, they gave it to the University of Chicago and Cambridge, and Watson and Crick got their Nobel Prize for the so-called discovery of DNA. Meantime, Rosalind Franklin, who was a Jew, knew damn well that the whole thing was a farce. And that's why they dumped on her. Anyway, I'll let you go.
Hey, I appreciate the call, James.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, hopefully. Take care now.
Yep. Bye-bye. God willing. You too, James.
I hope so.
Yeah. He's absolutely right. They did not bomb certain and sure hard targets in Germany, because they knew who was there, what was there. Yes. Everything was all by design, obviously. Standard Oil, you know, everybody. It's unbelievable. And Germany could have won had they put their absolute faith in the Creator, in Yahweh. But they didn't. And it clearly wasn't part of God's plan anyways. So there's that. But these guys, these groups out there, like, you know, the National Socialist Movement in America, these so-called neo-Nazis, it's all compromised. All compromised. And you better believe at the very top there's going to be a Jew. Okay? They're usually homosexuals. They have no problem with sodomites, no problem with race mixing, it's just unbelievable, yet they pretend to be these quote-unquote white nationalists. Some of them even say they're God-fearing, they're Christians, like the GDL people. They're liars. They know not the truth, because the truth is not in them. They live like the world. They live like their flesh wants them to, because their father is the devil. Go to my BitChute channel, check out the videos. You will see who the GDL really is. And yes, I am finishing the last video I do on this matter, which will be my phone conversation I had shortly after my trip down to Florida, that I spoke with John Menadio, aka Handsome Truth, on the phone. Ned Flanders, real name Dominic DiGiorgio, also gets on the phone call. So does one Jason Brown, aka Rabbi Glickman, aka 14 Hearts. These are the top brass, if you will, in the GDL. And they are caught lying several times in the phone call and contradicting themselves and one another and just exposing themselves, because the truth will out. Always. Always. Thank you for calling, everybody. Let's get to some calls here. We have Dan in Washington. Hey, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I just wanted to report, I haven't heard the whole show, but Israel strikes today, and a big conflict in Gaza right now with
okay.
1,000 wounded and 40 dead. Now, the other caller brought up Alex Jones, and what's interesting, when I started getting a clue about him, is he will basically take the side of Israel,
mm-hmm.
or he'll say that Israel's response is fair. But it's just interesting to see who, you know, because Israel just uses it would be like if we had the L.A. race riots and the U.S. Army just started blowing up apartment complexes. You know, how would the Jews
yeah.
in America react?
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
So the hypocrisy is there. And so it's interesting. Just watch who supports Israel or defends their response against Gaza. You know, instead of if there's
yeah.
a terror attack, they should arrest those people, not bomb women and children and stuff like they do.
Yeah. Absolutely. But they're the ones doing the quote unquote terrorist attacks to produce the outcry, to produce the bombing of the innocent civilians. Mm-hmm. It's all per plan.
They're ethnically cleansing these people. It's genocide, you know?
Yes.
I mean, pretty much. And at the same time, they're over here trying to tell us about the Indians and immigration and how racist we are, you know, and all this stuff. It's pretty sick.
Please. But it really is.
Anyway, about the Goyim Defense League, when I was on hold, I heard. I basically just look, if someone, I have no doubt there's a lot of connections with even a lot of hosts or something on RBN. So I just, as long as what they're doing is legal and they're not trying to get you in trouble, and the quickest way to get into trouble is not to pay your taxes or to talk about guns. Like, anything involving guns, they could just totally screw you. So I try to, you know, be careful about following every gun law and pay your taxes. And the Goyim Defense League, I didn't agree. I mean, in a way, they got a point, because a lot of the information is legit and good. But I didn't agree with throwing flyers in people's yards. I think they were asking for trouble, you know, so.
I don't even care about that. I care about the higher law, God's law. They're leading people to the slaughter. It's God's law,
right.
You know. Soul is more important. I don't care about
thanks for
thank you
the call, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Got it, Dan. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
May gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer, and I will get to your calls in just a moment. The last caller brought up that Israel is at war, you know, and that's, I pulled it up. I wasn't even aware, you know, what's going on over there in occupied Palestine. Yes. Yes. Israel is at war, folks. You can just put it through a search engine. I use DuckDuckGo, but I guess it's gone the way of Google. So it's pretty much Google at this point, but you just plug in Israel attack Gaza. That's what I did. And there's article after article. We are at war, quote unquote. And that's Benjamin Netanyahu, a.k.a. Benjamin Melikowski II. That's his real name because these Jews change their name and play the name game to hide. I don't know what's up with this music being played. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I keep hearing music producer. Anyhow, Israel is supposedly at war, and Alex Jones, because I subscribe to his little newsletters to see what he's lying about, I just got sent with an emergency broadcast for Saturday, the establishment is gearing up for war with Iran following attack on Israel. And he's talking about the Gaza attack and, you know, it's Hamas and blah, blah, blah. Hamas is a creation of the Israeli Defense Force and Israeli Mossad. Okay? They're just spooks. Jewish spooks. So they're literally attacking themselves, so they have the precedent to then blow up their enemies around them. It's very simple. And then say that, hey, Hamas is supported by Iran and the Iran guard over there, and so we need to go to war with Iran, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't look over here, though, while we destroy America and everything around you that you hold dear, but you're supposed to pay attention to this, you're supposed to pay attention to Ukraine, you're supposed to pay attention to Biden's underpants and Trump's this, and it's all distraction, all of it. Good Israel, good Jews, enjoy your civil war. Hope you blow yourselves up. Goodness, there is nothing holy about that place. Nothing, nothing. Let's take the next caller. We have Jay calling from Los Angeles.
Hey, how's it going? You actually just pretty much answered why I was calling. I was wondering if you thought this was a big false flag and if the real objective was to invade Iran for the Odid Yunnan plan.
100%.
Because I have a couple Palestinian friends, and they're posting online cheering like, oh, finally my people are standing up. And I called them, I'm like, this isn't good, guys, this is not organic. Nope. They're gonna stomp them like bugs. They're gonna go in and roll you guys down with tanks.
Absolutely. You have nothing against their weapons of war aside from God. Nothing.
My last question would be, when I listen to all the shows, I take in as much information as I can, and it would appear that pretty much there really is no authentic opposition to this satanic fake Jew takeover. And I was wondering, do you see any bastions of hope, any pockets? Are there any leaders who are like actively pushing back, or is it pretty much just a stranglehold now, and now they're going to suffocate everybody? Because that's what it seems like from here.
That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing. I don't see any grassroots organizations that are actually opposing the literal synagogue of Satan and the Babylonian machinations, you know, that are controlling the Zionist movement and pushing for power and all that. No, I only see, you know, men, singular men, you know, calling out like voices in the wilderness, if you will, doing what I do. I see those men, and there's few and far in between. But groups, no, I don't.
So you don't think the Iranian leaders are aware of what's going on and would like to do something about it? Are they a kind of controlled op at this point?
Yeah, if they've made it to that position of power, they are controlled opposition. Absolutely, all the heads of states. It's just those are the kingdoms of the world, you know.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate your show. Thanks for the info, and I'll let somebody else on. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks for calling. I appreciate your time. And God bless you, Jay. Let's move on to Nancy in California. Hey, Nancy.
Hello. I just wanted to say that whenever I hear that James from Vancouver has called, my ears perk up. I think he's one of the smartest. And I'm going to just... That's all I'm going to say. I'll let somebody else call.
I'm going to hold you over. Yep. Okay. Then don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. I think she dropped.
Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. Man, oh man, are we deceived. All these quote-unquote truther groups out there, you know, giving you that secret knowledge and willing to have the guts to name the nose, if you will, to expose international Jewry for what it really is. Most of these groups, if not all, are part of what I call this loosely, sometimes tightly weaved network, which I have dubbed the Alt-Kike Network. Okay? Not the alt-right, the Alt-Kike Network. And it is a group that have seemingly opposing ideas. They use Hegelianism, you know, as their method, and they will sit on opposite sides of the fence, and through your kinsman redeemer, God in the flesh, Yahushua HaMashiach. He is our ancestors' God. our people, our blood, our race. It's not a religion. All religions are corrupt. They're all man-made. It all leads to Satanism and pleases the devil. Let's go to our next caller, holding patiently. We have Patrick from Texas. Hey, Patrick.
Hi. All right, Chris. You're talking about they're attacking the Palestinians again. There was one time when they got their clocks clean. They went into Lebanon, and the Hezbollah had access to some high-tech weaponry. And here they are bragging about how these Merkava tanks are completely invincible. They almost got them all wiped out. They caught them in kill zone.
Yep.
It was marvelous. we all know now, Michael Gaddy's made it very, very clear that, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. They've been planned, and his counterpart, our co-pioneers, is Dr. Michael Hill. And they're both coming up with this saying, was just say no. And I kind of was skeptical about that, but I'm kind of rethinking that. I see what they're doing now. It's a start. They completely controlled everything. And so, Michael Hill, he's all about gardening. You talk extensively about gardening. And he also talks about hydroponic type indoor gardening, because that's going to have to be a key in the winter. I thought it was kind of a little bizarre, even though I love his stuff myself. I'm not sure that's where we should be going, but he's right. Even South Africa, whenever they pull out their kill the boar, and they actually are going to do it, we have no other recourse to do but run for groups. And they've already got it all planned out and everything. You know, they got to run to the points, but you got to eat. And they have, they're going to have little mobile hydroponic grow rooms. And so I think that is, I know it sounds kind of lame, but that's, I'm afraid that's where we're at. We don't have anything else. You know, I was hoping to get with Dr. Michael Hill and start some kind of a legal team, understanding common law and such like that, but they don't have the stomach for it. Not right now. They love to play in the woods with their rifles. That's just the way it is. They got the kid in them still very much alive, and they love to fight, and they had to get out there and scrap with the Antifa. So, yeah. But for everybody else, I think you're right. Just say no. And with that, thank you very much.
Hey, appreciate your time and your insight, Patrick. Yeah, I think it would. I haven't listened to Mike Gaddy over the past several weeks, and I used to listen faithfully. I've just gotten very busy, and I've been blessed, and I am farming now and learning to do that, and spending my time more wisely, and doing what I think God should have me do. But as far as hydroponics, I don't know. I mean, not a bad thing. You're producing food for yourself, be self, sufficient. But again, electricity. What if electricity goes? Crap hits the fan. You got to have, just Father provides. Yahweh provides. He provides, folks. Do as he says. Take care of the land. Be good stewards. Take care of the animals. It's all there in Scripture, I promise you. I promise you. But as far as common law, going into the courts and, remedies, political solutions, legal solutions, it's not there. I've seen some little wins here and there, but it's not a huge win. I'm not seeing it. What's a huge win? Pleasing Yahweh. Doing his will. Seeing him conquer the evil and doing what he says he's going to do. I mean, he's going to burn this place. You just better hope that you're in the book of life. Right? That your name is written. That you're included. Otherwise, woe unto you. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, right? Jesus said it. Yahushua. Woe unto you who are not obedient to Yahweh God. With that, I'm going to move to the next caller. We have Lynn holding from Maryland. Hey, Lynn.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Chris. I'm just going to tell you a couple things that, in the world of my timeline, I was sound asleep and woke up close to 1:30 in the morning last night.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling like it had to be 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, right? Well, BBC, actually, NPR, my station, BBC has their weekend edition, and Friday and Saturday night they have a guest. So I get up, go to the bathroom, come back, and I've missed the introduction of the guest, you know, because they do that at 1:30. Okay,
right.
But I hear, the Palestinians were lopping missiles into Israel, and I'm like, dear God, don't let that Iron Dome work, please. You know, because every time, for starters, we pay for that every time they use it. That drives me crazy. And then I'm like, oh, but Lord, I'm sorry, because, you know, we're not supposed to sit there and take pleasure in, you know, other people's problems, but at the same time, those poor Palestinians. And all Palestinians aren't just Arabs, even. There's a lot of Christians. I mean, think Shireen, or Charisse, whatever her name was, the poor reporter. She's a Christian. That the sniper shot her in the back of the head after he cleared the other people away from her. And our State Department does nothing. Our FBI does nothing. You know, and as soon as I heard that over a year ago, I was like, oh no, Lord, that is a sniper hit if I ever heard of one. And she worked for Al Jazeera or whatever it's called.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it was actually a surprise on Israel. Remember, yesterday was the end of Sukkot, right? Right? Now, we won't hear, and that's what I like about BBC at night. I have to tell you, there have been, like, a few times. I have caught something on BBC that I hear one time only, and live, and I never hear again. It happened with the shooting at the Pulse nightclub when the guy went out the door and all the other doors are locked. He crawled out the door, the patio door that was unlocked, and there was a whole troop of snipers sitting there pointing at him, making sure he stayed down and got past him. And then he got interviewed by somebody, remember, and they didn't go in for hours. Okay, there are a couple others. I'll leave that be. Then I heard when I woke up this morning that Netanyahu had declared war. One of the things I also heard was he called up all the reservists. Now, remember, they've had all these demonstrations in Israel. You know, whether you're left or right, people have a problem with this stuff with Netanyahu and that Supreme Court over there, because the Supreme Court in Israel is the only check and balance they have. Because they don't have a written constitution, okay?
It wouldn't matter anyway.
And this is a far-right group of people that Netanyahu's been playing with. And the reservists join them. And I'm like, oh, Lord, please let enough of them keep their word, because they said, we're not playing. We're part of the demonstrators. Now, you'll rarely hear any of this in our news here in the United States, because we support Israel. You know, no matter what, we can't give them enough money. We got to roll over like a dumb dog and play. Now, I listen to all news. Democracy Now, though, and take this for whatever it's worth, because I get everybody plays, okay? Whatever they're playing, they play. And it was one of those heartbreaking stories about, it was on Thursday on Democracy Now, this author Nathan Trio, I think his name is. He actually wrote an article in 2021 in the New Yorker Review of Books. It was about 50 pages, A Day in the Life of Ahmed Salama, something like that. Well, he's also written a book about it, and it was about the 2012, the fiery school bus accident with the kindergartners in it, with the Palestinians, and the man couldn't find his child in the hospital. And, you know, in if you're a Palestinian, you have different color passporty things. You know, like if you have a green card, you can't get into Jerusalem. But if you have a blue card, I think it is, I could have that backwards, you can more easily get in, like to go to work and stuff like that. So you have Palestinians that are marry women just for their color cards. And, but, you know, the whole thing with checkpoints, it just drives me bonkers. You know, one, they went in there and they took their land. Truman and the UN were not God. God did not use them. That isn't how Israel was returned, you know, talk to the dispensationalists that, you know, God returned them, you know, when Israel was reborn in a day. And it's like, that wasn't prophecy, folks. That was politics. That was, I mean, you got to give it to the Jews credit. They played the long game. I am not anti-Semitic like that, but when it comes to the politics of what happened with the Jews getting back in Israel, they played people. They played them to get in there. They took those Palestinians' land. God had thrown them out for their disobedience, and God said, you know, you repent before you come. You'll let them back in if they were to repent. Well, who knows who all these people are? But they stole those Palestinians' land. It would be like me leaving my house and some long-lost relative coming back thousands of years later and say, that's my piece of land.
They're also not the Judahites, you know. They're
They're
not
it doesn't matter who they are. They came back, and the UN said, no, no, y'all move out of your farms and your olive farms, all your crops you've been growing, and your generations of families that have been building this. And then they ended up having to work, I mean, because they cared. I mean, imagine if you had something you'd been taking care of your whole life, and some other person took it over. You'd probably care enough. You got to work anyway, so you're going to make sure your olive trees or grapevines are protected. And the whole thing is just wrong. And do you see any writing on the wall that could be coming here?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to, absolutely. Do you have a final thought?
Shut up. You got me a little excited.
No worries. No worries.
When I woke up at 1:30 this morning and heard that, I was like, you know, now I'm having a goosebumpy moment because you know what? The Lord woke me up to hear that as it was happening. It was happening then, and BBC announced it.
Sure.
And I heard it, and but I'm sure what we're going to hear on the news is Israel's, you know, killing people, you know, and they're winning, rah, rah, rah. No, actually, the Palestinians surprised the heck out of them from Gaza. For once.
I mean, I have a different take on it, but I do appreciate the call, Lynn.
I'm not saying they're going to win, and I'm not saying it went that way all night, because I fell asleep after I said a prayer, and I didn't listen to the BBC, you know, guest people, you know, but they actually did lob a lot of bombs that way. They probably only hit a few people, but, I mean, it's better than they usually do, and I don't think war is good, but... Yeah. I'll let you go so you can do your show. Thank you.
No, I appreciate the call, Lynn, and the information. I just see it differently. I've been...
Okay, well, I look forward... I will just mute so I don't miss what you have to say because I want to hear how you see it.
All right. Yeah, the Iron Dome.
I appreciate you. Folks,
you got it. Thank you, Lynn. The Iron Dome is a glorified fireworks device, okay? Most of the stuff that gets quote unquote lobbed at Israel, and you know, they show it on the news, this Iron Dome taking them out, intercepting, it's nonsense. They're firing up these tracer rockets and they're just bing, going off like fireworks. Most of these things are not coming from quote unquote, you know, real opposition, the Palestinian on the street who actually suffers from all this nonsense and this war. No, it's going to be people, assets that are part of this whole thing, to make the statement the next day from the Israeli PM, we are at war. Why? Because they're lobbing missiles from Gaza. No, it's all a concerted effort. The whole world is a stage, and they are literally acting out their roles. That's all it is. And we got problems at home in America. You know, we got enough distractions right here in our own houses with our televisions. We need to focus on ourselves, look in the mirror, get our houses in order, because it could be all over tomorrow. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the break. Stay tuned.
We'll proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And I just want you to know that you are special. If you're hearing my voice right now, it's for a reason. You've been chosen. You've been set aside as one of his children to hear his message, his truth. And he wants you to call upon him for all your needs because he takes care of you. You are saved. He gave up his only begotten son willingly so that you may live. And that's why Satan hates us. Hates us. And don't believe it for one moment. This nonsense with all this stuff, any of it, Ukraine, Palestine, Iran, any of it. It's all a big stage. It's all a show. Who benefits? What are they trying to make you do? Why do they want you to look over there? What's going on in your own backyard? Why is your family acting the way they're acting? Why are they complying with the government, the state, and local levels? Why are they killing the children? Why are they sending them to public indoctrination camps? Why are they supporting Israel? Why are they buying things from places like Walmart and the like, supporting these disgusting corporations? Why? Why do you pay your taxes? I should have commented on that earlier. No, don't pay your taxes. Do not pay your taxes. Do not pay your taxes. These are man-made laws. Give to God what is God's. And give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but do not be like the world. I'm going to take the next caller, the last caller, Tom, New Mexico. You're on the line.
Yeah, Chris, I called in before. I'm going to be one of your regular callers. I got a heads up alert. I had to go out of town. Thomas, a.k.a. on my BitChute channel, Blue Raven. Out here in New Mexico, I had to go out of town because I had a recall on my car. My car's still under warranty, so the closest Hyundai dealership, 150 miles north of me or south, and I wow. So I went up. I drove up to Colorado, and they fixed it for free. I had to go up two times. They could have got it done in one day, but they didn't have the parts. So they had to order it, then I had to call back and reschedule because he can't just show up at the Hyundai dealership. You have to have an appointment. So since it's far, I drove up to Colorado City, and there's a rest area because it's safer. It's not in the city. Pueblo, I used to live there also, but it's getting very dangerous, all the cities. And I don't like driving.
You only have like a minute left. I don't want to.
Okay, I'll make it fast. So I don't like driving up to Pueblo. So I stayed at the rest area overnight at Colorado City, and they built a brand new Circle K there. And then I'd be closer, only 20 miles from Pueblo, so I could leave early the next day and get there to my appointment. Make a long story short, I talked to a person dropping off fuel at. It said Circle K on the tanker. And the guy said they are seriously running out of fuel. Did you hear me, folks?
Yeah.
There is a serious fuel shortage. Gas prices are going to go higher.
It's intense.
I got first-hand report from a trucker. You're going to find at gas pump.
God bless the folks. We got to go. Thank you, Tom. God bless you.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.